If you're looking for the definitive New Hampshire food, you have to ask the people who know the food best. That's why I'm here at Gould Hill Farm for the Contoocook Winter Farmers Market. Winter is a technical term here. It's the last week before the market moves downtown and outdoors. There are just 8 vendors here, but Beth Salerno knows them all. She stops by one table to pick up some greens, stops by another to get some meat. Beth's husband, Todd, grabs some baked goods. They're here every weekend.
I guess for me, it's the ingredients. We cook most of our own food. When we do go out to a restaurant, we go out to a restaurant that buys locally if we possibly can. So
Salerno was into local food before local food was cool. She ran a bakery, helped set up a farm share system in the Concord area. She has a root cellar at her home in Ware. When I ask her what comes to mind when she thinks of New Hampshire food, I'm expecting sharp cheddar cheese, maybe some seafood, blueberries.
The one I fell in love with is cider donuts. For that minute and a half when they come out of the fryer, they're too hot to touch. You hold them with just the tiny little corner of the napkin, and you eat them covered in powdered sugar and cinnamon. It's ephemeral. It's that moment. They're only available for 2 months in fall. Perfect New Hampshire food.
Far be it from me to dispute the zen-like quality of a hot, fresh cider donut, but New Hampshire prides itself on its rural character. Is our culinary stock in trade really something doughy and fried?
I'm not sure there's a distinctive New Hampshire food, but there's definitely a distinctive New Hampshire way of growing and buying and even to some extent preparing it.
Maybe she has a point. After all, every New Hampshire ingredient that comes to mind has a tie to another state, often a stronger tie. Case in point, the potato. Settlers in Derry were the first to plant the versatile tuber in the New World, and because of that, the New Hampshire legislature voted this year to name the white potato our state vegetable. It's a high honor, I'm sure, but I'm also sure potato growers in Idaho and Maine aren't losing any sleep over it. So if our food is less about what we grow than about how we prepare it, what's the recipe that best defines New Hampshire food?
I don't know. I don't think anybody could tell you what New Hampshire food is.
Helen Brody manages the New Hampshire Farms Network. She's written books about New Hampshire farms and early American recipes.
And you could say the same thing about what's the New Hampshire recipe. I mean, I tried to do a book on New Hampshire recipes, and they really don't vary from too much throughout New England. Because recipes, are determined by climate.
Brody says if you can find any straight line in our culinary tradition here, it's that New Hampshire cooks used what they had.
So if you have a lot of farm orchards in one area, that region is going to be cooking more with fruit. I was talking to a person who is a sugarer yesterday, and she said where we use maple syrup in everything that we cook.
One of the first things you'll see on the wall at Republic in Manchester is a board where chef and co-owner Edward Alois lists the farms that supply his restaurant.
Hartsong Farm, goat cheese, a Sunshine Farm yogurt, Green Hill Collective spinach and arugula, Hungry Bear Farm mixed greens.
Republic's ingredients are locally sourced, but if you've come for a local style recipe, as I kind of have, well...
On our menu, Turkish influences, Lebanese influences, Italian influences, French, Spanish, Turkish.
I'm just about to start scratching my head out of complete confusion, but then Alois makes it all clear.
New Hampshire food is historically not necessarily the ingredients, but how it has been distributed to the residents here. So there's that kind of a very one-on-one historical relationship between the farmer-raiser and the customer, whether it be you or a restaurant, that is unique to the state. It's not like that in Maine. It's not like that in northern Massachusetts. And it's not like that in upstate New York.
As soon as he says the word relationship, I get it. He's saying what defines New Hampshire food isn't the ingredients or even the recipes, but the attitude, the give and take between growers and consumers, chefs and suppliers, the expectation that people can and should be informed and get involved, even when buying produce or eating out. Alois says his customers do that every day.
Our guests are appreciative of the fact that they can grill my staff and they can tell them. In a couple of weeks now, we'll know the provenance of every piece of lettuce and corn or everything that's being served here. This whole thing is not unique to New Hampshire, but the attitude is totally New Hampshire.
To say New Hampshire food is about attitude isn't to say the food isn't good. Beth Salerno says she buys local for the flavors, but she says what goes into those flavors matters too.
For me, what makes it New Hampshire is it's all grown by New Hampshireites, and most of them long-term New Hampshireites. You can get apples from Washington. I get apples from Apple Hill or from Gould Hill. I know who grew my apples. I know that they're a long-term family in the area. Their trees have been here longer than I have. So that makes it a New Hampshire apple.
And if some of that New Hampshire apple should end up in a piping hot cider donut before the end of the season, so much the better. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.